Well, while that's loading, I want to say thank you for the Finn Committee to allow us to come and present our information here to you all today. As was mentioned, unfortunately, my colleague Robin Lusk could not be here today to give this presentation, so I'll be giving it in her place. Again, my name is Grace Cuban. I'm from the Texas Department of State Health Services. I work actually in the laboratory. And I know this is my first time at the Finn Conference, so it's been a very eye-opening experience for me. IT is not in my vocabulary at all, so this presentation's not going to be very detailed as far as any IT stuff. So for any of the IT folks in the group, I apologize for that. I just kind of want to give a little bit of a background about how this kind of project came about. I guess back in 2008, the CDC decided to give out pandemic influenza grant funding in a competitive way. And so, of course, the grant guidance came out to one of our other buildings who really do all the preparedness grant stuff. And they were looking at one of the topics, and it said, you know, electronic laboratory data exchange. Well, they looked at the word laboratory and said, oh, we'll give that to Grace. She needs to write a grant for that. And so I looked at it, and I saw the electronic data exchange piece, and I thought, okay, I'm in the laboratory, I'm a molecular biologist, you know. Luckily, we had actually been starting to implement a LIMS system, so I actually had something of a clue as to what that really meant. But I had to do a lot of research and try to find out what that was all about. And really the goals of that particular topic, they really want to see exchange of laboratory data between several different groups, whether it was your local groups, state groups, federal groups, international parties, and also surge capacity. Well, of course, that all pretty much decided that we had to partner with somebody in order to get something like that done. So I was thinking, okay, we need to partner. Who is also running the same laboratory information management system we are? So I looked at a number of different states to see who all else might be actually having that same system, and I came across Florida. And I said, well, you know, Florida, you know, we've shared a lot of natural disasters with them, hurricanes, of course, flooding, wildfires. And after kind of looking at their state a little bit more in depth, I noticed that, well, lo and behold, we are the second and third most populated states. Texas having about 21.5 million people, and Florida with over a little over 18 million people. Plus, we also raise cattle and poultry for food sources, and we have a pretty large commercial fishing industries. In addition, the fact that, you know, the Gulf of Mexico and the waters around Florida are really great for recreational fishermen. And of course, we had one other little interesting thing in common. We have a lot of international visitors that come to our states, but not really through what I would call legal means. So, and given, you know, the H1N1 issues that we had in the spring, you know, that was something of a concern for both of us. So essentially, Florida and Texas both were granted funding, and we pretty much had the same goals. We wanted to be able to show that we could exchange influenza laboratory data, which included both laboratory test orders and results, between our partners, meaning our state partners, our local partners, federal partners, CDC, and maybe an international partner if we could. And also, we wanted to develop a surge capacity plan that not only could be used for pandemic influenza, but could possibly be used by other states for maybe other outbreak situations. So again, I mentioned that, you know, we both were running the same laboratory information management system, LIMS, and it was Labware. And, you know, our Labware, of course, is pretty much an off-the-shelf type of implementation, our off-the-shelf system, which really, though, we needed to change it and configure it so it would work in each of our different labs. But we were really only willing to look at one test, influenza. And so we're thinking, well, how hard could it be if we're just looking at one test and our systems are pretty much the same? Well, that's where I hit the road bump. You know, the Florida system, as you've probably heard, you know, they have done a lot of work. They had their own, they have their own data integration broker that which uses the Route Not Read Hub. And they've also, you know, been able to use that system to do a lot of exchange of information, HL7 messaging to their downstream partners. They have an electronic laboratory ordering system that they use with their, some of their local clinicians. So if you look at the Texas system, though, we're very much more centralized. You know, we have our labware that we actually are sharing with 10 other laboratory response network sites, which are located in different cities and counties throughout the state. But it was very much still a localized system. We didn't have that health management system that we could use to exchange laboratory information. You know, we were still trying to have to tweak our system just to get our information to our epidemiologist. But luckily for us, you know, Florida, as I had mentioned, had invested a lot of time and resources in developing their information management broker, and also in developing an information management, the data integration team. This team was included not only state employees, but also some professional contractors from UberOps. And we were able to, with the help of Florida, use their expertise to actually start building our own hub system. Initially, we were gonna just be using Florida's, which we have currently been using right now, but we eventually, one of our future goals is to have our own actual hub in Texas. And so you, being able to partner with Florida was able to give us a lot of extra knowledge transfer that we were able to use to help build our system. Also, the fact that we both had the labware systems, we were partnered up in the APHL's Public Health Laboratory Information Project, FLIP. I'm sure most of you have heard much about FLIP at this conference and in previous conferences. With Florida being one of the original six states, you know, Texas came in and we're part of their expansion. So we're very happy to have Florida as our mentor in the, doing this. So really the first order of business between us was to check exactly what the differences were between our two systems. What's the difference between actuary configurations for labware? What were our different architectures? And so with Florida's help, we were able to complete several tasks that we really need to help bring us up to somewhat closer to Florida's capabilities. We used the FLIP vocabulary and applied that to our influenza tests and other data elements, and then updated that in our LIMS system. We were able to install and configure a FIN-MNS system and send a what we call a HL7 Hello World test message to CDC. And so that really we were able to accomplish all of that with the help of Florida. And right now we still have a few more tweaks that we need to do to the system. We're hoping that we'll start user acceptance testing later this month and go live in production pretty soon. So really, though, in order for us to have a successful partnership, we needed to put together a data sharing agreement. Actually, this agreement would be, you know, come kind of the meat of what would be our surge capacity plan. When you develop an agreement, though, you really need to agree on which test specifically you're going to include in your surge capacity. You know, we decided on influenza only. Of course, that was part of one of the deliverables for the grant, which, you know, made it a little bit easier for us. But you really need to think about what's important that you want to do with the two states. We also agreed upon using the same messaging coding. We chose the FLIP guidelines to act as our message coding. And also, you need to agree on the types of coding that you'll use for reporting. We were using the SNOMED codes. And I want to say a big thank you to my colleague, Liz Delamater, because she ended up being stuck in a, we locked her in a room for almost a full day so that she could do the crosswalk between our two systems for the LOINC and SNOMED codes. So, you know, so it's been a lot of time and effort trying to ensure that we've got that worked out. Right now, where our agreement is right now, well, it's with the lawyers. And considering there's a lot of lawyers involved, I think it's actually going pretty well right now. So hopefully we'll have something by the time our project goes live. We also need to form a really good working plan. And as you can see, I put this in there just to show how many different issues we kind of need to work out. So we spent a lot of time trying to put together what it was that we really wanted to do. Luckily, we'd been working with each other for a couple of months now, and so we felt a lot more comfortable discussing a lot of these issues and how we could really work them out. And again, we used, you know, some of the flip planning scenarios to help us develop our plan. One of the biggest benefits, though, to partnering was the fact that we were able to share our highs and lows. You know, we had somebody that we could talk with if something was not seeming to go very right. They might have some extra tips for us. There was a lot of work that needed to be done, especially on the Texas side. You know, we really were glad to have that extra help in getting us through a lot of those issues that need to be done. We spent a lot of time on conference calls, webinars, emails, but we were actually able to get a lot of work done actually through those types of communications. Keeping open lines of communications was very, very important. Just being able to pick up the phone and say, you know, I'm not quite sure about this. I know this is a stupid question, but. And I think that was very important because we felt very comfortable in talking with our colleagues and asking questions that we thought, well, that's going to be kind of a stupid question. I hope they don't think we're too dumb, but okay. You know, and in looking at all the information and all the work that needed to be done, you know, from the Texas point of view, that was, you know, almost a huge mountain for us. You know, we have conference calls at least twice a week and probably another one or two that are not always necessarily scheduled. But again, it's just that being able to pick up the phone and talk to somebody and say, hey, you know, I need some help. In addition, though, we were able to put together a couple of on-site visits. The crew from Florida were able to come. UberOps sent quite a few of their contractors to come help us in actually just explaining exactly what Florida's system did. They walked us through a lot of the steps. They gave us a lot of the details, helped us understand the workflows and how information would move and how we could use that to move our information back and forth also. They were also there to help us with some of the implementation and integration pieces. With having them on site was very helpful as we were trying to configure some of the systems that we were installing. So essentially the system that we envisioned between Texas and Florida, our bi-directional exchange of information, was pretty complicated. But we wanted to, and we knew that we were going to need our vendors' help, Labware, to build some extra things for us. So we wanted to make sure that we were all on the same page as far as what exactly it was we needed from the vendor. We developed a very detailed statement of work. And again, we used the FLIP guidelines to help us do that. Because I think there was a lot of things in the FLIP guidelines which helped us see some things that we might have skipped if we hadn't been using those guidelines. So essentially though, putting together that scope of work and then presenting it to the vendor, you know, they were very much able to understand exactly what we needed, exactly what we wanted. And so they were able to work with us very well. Really just some advantages to partnering with the system. You know, essentially we were able to bring different skill sets and knowledge to the table, which we were able to share. I think that was really a great way for us to, you know, be able to bounce ideas off of each other, able to come up with some solutions that, you know, we couldn't have on our own. Also because the two systems were kind of different, by looking at the differences in them, we were able to kind of think a little bit more outside the box instead of, gee, what do we need just for us to complete our part? You know, instead we were able to look at, well, what do we need to complete both of our systems so that they work together? And so that kind of gave us, I think, a more global solution that we now can also use if we need to when we have another pandemic event. That allows our system to be workable with, say, the Nebraska system now. So it gave us a little bit more of a global solution and something that we could use not just for our own little jurisdictions. So as I mentioned, you know, we worked with our vendor Labware, and we were able to provide, you know, our scope of work. Labware did a great job and able to provide us the experienced personnel that we needed to get our things done quickly, because we were on a very, very short timeline. Labware really worked with us. You know, we spent many hours on the phone with them making sure that we were able to get what we needed to get done on the system. And so that really actually gave us a cost savings also, because we were able to talk about just one system that fit, or one solution that fit for both of our systems. And so that saved us a little bit as far as grant money, and I think that's important when we're talking about federal dollars, making those federal dollars go a little bit further than you know, as you can. Also, you know, if you think of public health, you don't exactly think of that as the hotbed of informatics. Usually IT, manpower shortages are something an issue. By the fact that we were able to partner with not only Florida, but also their contractors, that really provided us some expertise that we probably would not have been able to easily find in our state or someplace else. The partnership between Texas and Florida has been very successful for us. Really, one of the ways that we've been successful is we try to be very cooperative in all of our discussions. We stay motivated. We try to stay very focused. Again, it was a grant, so it was a one-year grant. Had a very short timeline. You know, our project manager, Beth Ann, kept us going on those conference calls. Okay, well, let's get back to, you know. And so really kept us focused on what it was we needed to do, because we did have a very short timeline. I think when you try to put together a team, you know, be aware of the expertise that you need on the team, but try not to compromise the unity of the team. You want personalities on the team that you know will be able to work with other people. And so that creates a much better working solution, especially when you're having to work, you know, from very remote areas. Also, you know, think outside the box. You know, be a little bit more open to new ideas. Just because your laboratory has always done it that way doesn't necessarily mean that's the best way to do it. You know, look to new ideas, because you might actually find something that, well, yeah, we had to take a few extra steps, but wow, it really made our workflow go much, much easier and much, much faster. And also take advantages of resources that are already out there. Like I mentioned throughout this talk, we really relied heavily upon the FLIP guidelines to help us out with a lot of things. You know, don't go out there and reinvent it. It's already there. Use it. It'll help you. So essentially, I just want to end with the fact that, you know, this was a very, very successful partnership for us. You know, this is something that we've made relationships between Texas and Florida that I think we'll use even way past this project. And at this time, I'd really like to acknowledge all the folks in the audience that are part of this project, our Department of State Health Services folks at Texas. Stand up, please. Yes. And also our Florida folks and the contractors from Uber Ops. Without all of these folks, we really could not have made this project go the way it did. I just want to say a big thank you. And Labware, oh, our Labware rep is here too. Thank you very much. And right now, I'll be happy to take any questions. If you have technical questions, those folks are in the back, please. Yes. Actually, so the question was about the international. I'd mentioned international. Actually, right now, we are in talks with our friends across the border in Mexico. They are excited about possibly partnering with us. You know, we know that their resources are a little bit tight and strapped. And so we've actually we've been emailing back and forth with them right now. We've actually met with them at another conference on another subject, and we're able to speak with them, and they are excited about the prospect of working with us. We actually sent them some documents requesting if they could kind of give us an idea of exactly what their capabilities are right now electronically, and then to try to start working with them on a solution or to bring them in. Other questions? All right, well, thank you very much.